Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying It's About Loving God, Bible Studies on the Christian Life. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 11, verses 19 to 26, an open church. Let's turn to that passage, and as we do, I want to say that the church at Antioch was open to share the gospel with everyone and anyone. The first preachers of the gospel were scattered from Jerusalem by persecution. So what was meant to hurt the church, in the end, worked to its benefit. Their preaching was accompanied with divine power. The hand of the Lord was with them and brought the message home to the hearts and consciences of those who heard it. They were convinced of the gospel truth and believed. They turned from their carnal living to live a spiritual life. They began to worship God in the Spirit and in all truth. They turned to Jesus Christ to trust as their all in all. When the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached according to His Word, He will give success. Our text presents three elements of being a church open to all and ready to share with all. First, be available to promote God's work. Verses 19 to 21 of our text. Now, those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. The good news spread amidst persecution. Why? Why? They didn't abandon their duty of preaching the word. They had concern for the unbelievers, but Jews only. They stepped out in faith and spoke to the Hellenists. They didn't let persecution discourage them from sharing. And God gave them success. So many were won to Jesus. Antioch was a major city, the third largest of the Roman Empire, after Rome and Alexandria. God's power was with His servants as they dared to share the gospel with the Gentiles. Success of ministry depends more on a person's attitude than aptitude. A willing heart is much more useful to God than a saturated mind. Be available to promote God's work. And second, be alert to recognize God's work. Verses 22 down to 24. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. The ministry was strengthened through godly leadership. The church at Jerusalem heard the news and wanted to send help to Antioch, so they sent out Barnabas. His strong leadership helped the new church get established. Barnabas rejoiced in the Spirit's work, had seen the grace of God, was glad. He provided spiritual leadership. It says he encouraged them. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. He His ministry resulted in growth. A great many people were added. Because he was a Cypriot Jew, Barnabas came from a similar background as the founders of the Antioch church. So be alert to recognize God's work. And then third, be ready to support God's work. Verses 25 and 26. And then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And so it was that for a whole year, they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Effective teaching was recruited to disciple the new converts. Barnabas began building a ministry force and sought Saul and brought Saul to Antioch to anchor the team. He departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. Saul stayed a whole year and taught a great many people. I've wondered from time to time how many people my teaching has impacted over the years. I don't know, may never know, until glory. Followers were first called Christians in Antioch. That wasn't a compliment, by the way. Believers got a new name negatively. Christians means little Christs. Jews and Gentiles had a single identity and a model to follow. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 down to verse 14. You, once Gentiles in the flesh, were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. So be ready to support God's work. You have a great day.